happen, but
it's tight. Look, Donald agrees with the interviewer that it's tight, but it does feel very solid now. It's 1:30.
One of those with three up lead, Eduardo.
One of the Molinaris being three up is just, oh my goodness, another Molinari magnificence. I have to say, Molinari shot into the 12th from Eduardo. The ball went miles up in the air and came down softly, softly, 1.5 feet from the hole. I mean, this is not the kind of golf you get to play in America, because the greens are so much harder than these. But really and truly, this is just amazing. Poor old Hansen is, I think, wiped out. I wonder now, the interesting questions will come up. Mickelson is three up on Hansen. One of the interesting questions that will come up now is who's going to be the, which is going to be the match to win the Ryder's Cup? At what point is it going to happen? Tiger Woods is having a round of his life, be fair to say. He just, on the 12th hole, sank an amazing shot. He's not happy with his play on the 13th. Just put the ball into the fat part of the green. The other Molinari, on the 13th hole, par 3, 185 yards to go. I don't think there's much left in this match. Woods is never going to lose from this position. What can I think for a second? Who is got a match that is even Steven? I don't think so. I think all the existing matches on the course at the moment are something like 2 or 3 up. Oh dear, the other Molinari has gone outside Woods, so he'll have the first putt, which I don't think was the cunning plan.
Woods has taken this match by the scruff of the neck and got himself.
Here we are. I'm looking at Fowler, who's three down on the 12th, coming out of a bunker. He will be, oh my goodness, more drama. Young Fowler has hit a shot that most of us would be bothered by. He's left the ball in the bunker in a relatively straightforward bunker shot. I would think old Ricky Fowler would be glad now to be whisked away. Actually, if he hangs out there long enough, this is the match. Ah, we finally come to a match which really does matter. Fisher. Fisher is one down. Now, I have been lauding Fisher all week. Maybe he's come off the ball, but this is the match I'd like us to follow for the rest of the rest of the time. Surrounded by cameras all over the place.
Between clubs, between a 5 and a 6 iron, and he just turned the 5 over.
He's about to bend over a putt here now. Now, yesterday, he was being guided by Harrington all the time and managed to sink putts from all over the place. And he started today's round more or less like that too. But by now, he must be experiencing what every golfer experiences, that you come out of the hot zone and get into the ordinary one where you have to graft for every single thing. Young Overton, on the other hand, has absolutely nothing to lose. He's done terrifically well. Nobody expected him to be able to live in this company. Hasn't ever won a competition in America. Ross Fisher has come down. Very good weight behind the putt. Very good weight. Overborrowed, so as they say, technically. Went too far out to the left. Too far out on, just heard the television guys describe it as, on the high side. But anyway, there we are. So it looks pretty much like Europe is going to win. I would say by a point or 1.5 points. I don't think there's going to be more than 1.5 points in the end result, really. Okay, there we are. Talk to you later. Bye.
Yes, without a doubt, Bruce is putting from the low side, so it's always going to be.